107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate. It's an absolute pleasure to have Lou Nuomi on the phone. Comic book writer, board game creator, and cardboard artist. Lou, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, it's an absolute honor to have you here. And we are getting super hyped up for Stratford Comic Con with Pop Culture Canada coming up this Saturday at the Arden Park Hotel. And Lou, you're going to be there?
Yes, I am, with a whole bunch of different vendors offering everything you could possibly imagine.
Oh, absolutely. So, Lou, you're known as a cardboard artist, and I'm very curious. I'm sure a lot of people are curious. What does the cardboard art look like? What does being a cardboard artist consist of?
Okay, so yeah, I'm a madman with cardboard. I was one of those kids that you gave me a cardboard box and I would be entertained for hours.
Yeah.
So it started on YouTube years ago where I made everything from a cardboard swimming pool to Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones, the size of a two-story house. I've always had an affinity for cardboard. And what I decided to do is I started making handmade 3D cardboard art. So I would take like an image of, let's just say, Scooby-Doo, mm-hmm. and either in Photoshop or my own artwork, actually make a multi-layered image, kind of like paper toll, but with the thick type of cardboard that you would ship refrigerators in.
Right.
So I am the only person I know of, and I do shows in the U.S. as well, that does this because most people's hands would kill them trying to cut through this stuff.
Yeah.
But I can do it for hours, and yes, just become this amazing thing where I've made for people all over the place, and even A-list celebrities have my stuff.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, you've created your own industry here.
Well, trying to. It's a lot of work, but I love what I do. I could cut cardboard all day, every day.
Amazing. Well, I'm so excited to see some of your cardboard art at Comic-Con. Are we going to see some bigger pieces at Comic-Con, or are we just seeing smaller scale pieces?
Well, most of my pieces go 11 by 17, but I am planning to make some larger pieces. I was hoping to have a piece of cardboard furniture to bring to a show, but unfortunately it's not going to be done in time.
Right, yeah.
And I'm also going to be bringing a sample of my new concept, which is a cardboard-based board game with a dry erase top.
Oh.
So you can design whatever game you want to make.
Oh, that is so cool. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so I decided I'm going to come out with a concept called Box Abilities. It's the first name that popped into my head. And especially with the currently where we're looking at Made in Canada and, you know, a pride as a nation and also the proliferation of plastics everywhere,
mm-hmm.
I decided, let me make a board game that is 100% made here, 100% made out of cardboard, with tops that you could switch in and out to play a plethora of games. And the main top is dry erase, again, completely out of cardboard, where you, your kids, whoever you want, could actually design your own board game. And this will be a Kickstarter campaign I'm doing, but this is going to be the very first show where I'm going to bring a sample so people could actually try it out.
Oh, that is so awesome. We are so lucky in Stratford to be the first to try it.
I've done the Stratford show twice before, and it's just an amazing place. The community really comes out to experience it, and it's been so much support. So, like, I am excited to come again.
Yeah, Stratford, that's kind of what we're known for, is showing up and being present, right? So we are so excited to have another Comic-Con with Pop Culture Canada this Saturday, again, at the Arden Park Hotel. And aside from all the amazing stuff you do with cardboard, Lou, you are also a comic book writer. You've got a comic book, Paper, Rock, Scissors, and Stuff Wars. How did you come up with that?
So years ago, my wife and I were watching Game of Thrones when it was really good.
Yeah.
And we got into this whole thing about, you know, the Snows would be the paper and the Lannisters would be the scissors. And, like, I guess the Dothraki would be the rocks. We just got into this weird conversation. And then I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'm taking this idea. I
love that. That is so cool.
Yeah, and so with artist Hugh Rookwood, who is an award-winning artist from the Calgary region of Alberta, we came together, and it's now a full graphic novel, 170 pages. And yeah, it's about a distant planet where rock, paper, scissors are living creatures with their own empires, and there's now plastic sand and water empires, there's floating anvil gods, glue armies. My imagination's insane.
Yeah, and, I love it.
Yeah, and we just made this. It's my best-selling book. I've sold that shows across North America. We've been trying. We at one point tried to pitch it as a cartoon to CBC.
Oh yeah,
that didn't work out. But now with AI, we're looking to see if we could animate it ourselves.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then on top of that, I have another book which is in the horror genre called Dalflo, A Serial Worth Killing For, that got me featured in Scream magazine. And it's about a breakfast cereal mascot that made a cereal that is so delicious, kids will kill for it.
I love it. So hopefully we'll see these books at Comic-Con this Saturday.
Definitely. I'm going to bring copies of it. So yeah, I love sharing these ideas. And, you know, it's an uphill battle as an independent comic book publisher. But when you love, again, when you love what you do, and I work with some amazing artists, like the cover was done by a heavy metal magazine artist, George Sadowski. I got Christopher Moore. I got so many artists who have worked for Marvel, DC, different companies who have come together. Dan Day, a legend from Marvel. So it has just been an amazing experience, and just hoping to keep on sharing my both the cardboard art and the comic books with new people.
Yeah, that is just incredible. I can't wait to see them. I'm going to have to buy a copy because that sounds like a great read. Oh my gosh. But yeah, we are just so looking forward to Comic-Con this Saturday at the Arden Park Hotel with Pop Culture Canada. Only $5 admission. And Pop Culture Canada, they just hit it right out of the park every time.
Yes, and what is brilliant about what David, the showrunner, does with this is that for people who don't know, Pop Culture Canada is a traveling Comic-Con, mm-hmm. which in itself is a unique type of business. So he had the idea, started like around 20 years ago, that instead of everyone having to go to Toronto, and like I said, I'm from Mississauga, and I can't stand going to Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto's an hour away from Toronto.
Yeah.
he had the brilliant idea, like, let's bring shows to the community. So from Badawa to Tweed to Callander to Sudbury to mm-hmm. Stratford, it's like, let's go to the small communities and give them their own show. It's your show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affordable. Adults are $5. Children under 12 are free. He collects food, every single one. He collects food for the local food bank. So the shows are giving back to every single community as well.
Yeah, it's just marvelous. It's a great way to bring this type of event to us in the smaller communities. It's just awesome.
Yeah, so I am excited. I know all the other vendors because you're going to get everything. If you're into Funko Pops, you're into like established comic books, Marvel, DC, Image, all that stuff. You're into plush. You're into records.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole gambit. If you want to, and we always tell people, if you want to come cosplay, come in your costumes.
Absolutely.
This is the chance to nerd out.
Yeah.
No judgment. Be who you are.
Be who you are at Comic-Con, Stratford Comic-Con, this Saturday at the Arden Park Hotel. We are doing a giveaway on the Today FM Facebook page this week, so definitely check that out as well. You could win a VIP prize pack. All you have to do is create a superhero, a name, and a superpower. That's all you got to do for a chance to win. So we cannot wait. Lou Nuomi, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you, too, because this has been great. And yeah, come on, everyone, come on out. It's going to be a blast.